at lnt@queensu.ca.
Arriveth
Queen. Queen Station. Doors to open on the right.
Sit back, relax, and open your mind. Together, we'll travel throughout the city, the country, and across our planet in the pursuit of sonic phenomena that will challenge the limits of our perception, defining a new world for us to inhabit. We have crossed over to the night shift.
Listening to The Night Shift. Shout outs to you in Radio Land, listening on Met Radio 1280 AM in Toronto, Ontario, CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, QCCR Radio 99.3 FM in Liverpool, Nova Scotia, The Bay, CKAR 88.7 FM in Huntsville, Ontario, WVKR Vassar College Radio Baby 91.3 FM in Poughkeepsie, New York, DHMA 106.9 FM in Sackville, New Brunswick, CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit, CKDU 88.1 FM in Halifax, Nova Scotia, UMFM 101.5 in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Golden Co-op Radio in Golden, British Columbia, and KOWS 92.5 FM in Sonoma County, California. That was Hot Garbage. new track, Weiwu, has a new video out there for you. The track was produced by Graham Walsh of Holy F. We featured some new music from them last week. This song is out now on Mothland, one of the great Canadian labels in circulation right now. Odd Garbage put out their last release in 2024 called Precious Dream. They're very, really awesome, and you should dive into them. Speaking of Holy F, a band that's going to be touring with them this upcoming year is from Canterbury, UK, the hotbed of OG, weirdo, strange prog rock from the likes of Soft Machine and Gong. I'm talking about the band Memorials. This is a band that I don't listen to enough. I really do need to listen to them more because they're amazing. You should as well. New album coming out on March 27th, All Clouds Bring Not Rain. The track is called In the Weeds. We hit some new music from Witch Prophet. Very excited. Title track from the new album, Words Are Spells, Thoughts Are Magic. Yeah, this is the single, Words Are Spells. Album's coming out March 18th. This new single is out now. Give me these field recordings all day. Oh, I think this might be the best album Witch Prophet releases. I'm so jacked. Shout outs to Witch Prophet. Shout outs to DJ Sun Sun, the whole crew. Music from Duster after that. Shout outs to Marcus Aurelius, who kind of returned me onto this group who I knew about but didn't really dive heavily into. Iconic late 90s, early 2000s, drony space rock, noise rock, heavy ambience, unbelievable. This is the title track from their 98 album, Stratosphere. They were from San Jose, which is amazing. I was showing them to DJ Kathy Bates. She's like, they sound like they're from the West Coast. I'm like, nailed it. You nailed it. They're so good. I've just binged them all week. And so apparently they're like really big on TikTok. I don't understand it. I don't care. But that's good because this is a great band. New music from Blossom. That's right. The same crew, Mayim Bialik, the whole gang. They created the television show, and now they have started this band based in Ontario. New album, Amaryllis, is out January 30th. This is the new track, Erwinia Soft Rot. And then we go back in time again, this time to 2015, Montreal experimental dream pop group, Heavens Know. This is the song, Heavens Know, from the EP, Ingulates. For more information on the program, hit me up at the Night Shift TO on Twitter, Mixcloud, Capone Luca on Instagram. Let's do it. Music from Heavens Know, Blossom, Duster, Witch Prophet, but first, Memorials on The Night Shift.
Finding unexpected, where I dropped an anchor. Detonation.
Got a blessing for me and a curse for you. listening to The Night Shift, hosted by Luca Capone. If you want to find more information on the program, feel free to reach out at The Night Shift TO on Twitter and Mixcloud, and Capone Luca on Instagram.
Are listening to The Night Shift. That was Heavens No, going back to 2015 with the track Heavens No for the Ingulates EP. I'm just going back into their discography. It's like just three releases, but it's really good. Where that music from Blossom, Duster, Witch Prophet, and Memorials. Let's get into some more tunes straight away. Next track is from Juventud. This Ottawa outfit put the single out this past December. It's called Mexican Pink. I hope that they have some love for Juventud Guerrero, one of the great underrated WCW cruiserweights and just overall luchadors of his generation. We get into the world of Brian Gysin, the legendary British-Canadian multimedia artist, sound collagist, performance artist, inventor of dream machines and light art devices. This is a release of his classic recordings that's being put on We Want Sounds. This was produced by Ramuncho Mata in the 80s and 90s. The focal point of this release is the Dream Machine track, 32 minutes of mesmerizing hypnotic jams inspired by Brian Gysin's light device, which had this very minimalistic, meditative, repetitive strobe effect, which has been reimagined in a track that you're going to hear only part one of on the show today. After that, music from Bridge of Sand, from this experimental Toronto hip-hop artist. Self-titled release came out this past March 2025. It's the track Forcin. We go way back to 2010 to the LA noise punk scene. This is No Age from their album Everything in Between, the track Shred and Transcend. I've been listening to them a ton lately. I know that Italians, like myself, love their prog rock, and Citrus from Padua definitely can get psychedelic and proggy. This is from the album In the Belly of the Eternal Draw, which came out this past November. This is the track Eternal Draw. For more information on this program, hit me up the Night Shift TO on Twitter and Mixcloud Capone Luca on Instagram. So let's do it. Citrus, No Age, Bridge of Sand, Brian Gysin, but first, Juventud on the Night Shift.
Place. he didn't do that. I did it. I killed Tilda. Why? Because she recognized me as her executioner. You will notice that I have also answered when. Part 3. I had just come back from my attempt to cross the Great Desert. I cannot tell you who sent me on this mission, because I do not know. Yet, I am giving you this report as a matter of principle. Mr. Lazarus, the French Vice Consul, had delivered me a visa and cable advice from Dakar. He assured me that I did not need to put up a bond in order to enter the territory of the Garamantians, about 10 days' journey south from there. On arrival at El Golea, some 8 days later, I read a notice posted by the chef's annex stating that every traveler, without exception, must possess the receipt for a bond or he would not be allowed to advance into the country of the Garamantians. I went immediately to the fort and asked for the officer in command. These men have no particular names of their own. When the sun rises high in the sky, they curse him, load him with reproaches because he burns and lays waste the surrounding country and themselves. I was granted an interview by the captain, who said he did not know. I radioed to the American consulate in Algiers, asking for a letter of guarantee, saying that I intended to go on to Tamanrasset. There is a mountain called the Pillar of Heaven, so high that the top of it is never seen, clouds not quitting it summer or winter. The natives take their name from it, being the Atlantes. I wired to the Atlantes, but I was coming ahead, bond or no bond. They are reported not to eat any living thing and never to have any dreams. In Tamanrasset, I received a letter from Mr. Knobloch, American Vice Consul in Algiers, saying that the Consulate General had been informed by the Government General that as far as the Atlantes, the names of the nations inhabiting the sandy waste are known, but beyond them, knowledge fails. A bond ought not to be required of American travelers intending to visit the sandy ridge as far west as the Pillars of Hercules. I went immediately to the fort and asked for the officer in command. The captain, Chef Danex of Tamanrasset, told me that he was not American Express. He would know, not allow, anyone to pass without the receipt for a bond of 40,000 francs. This is only a few days' journey from the country of salt. People dwelling in it build their houses of blocks of salt. The captain wired ahead to Agadez, asking if I might proceed to salt caravan. The salt quarry is of two colors, white and purple. Beyond the ridge, southwards, in the direction I wanted to go, the country is absolute desert. At that moment, there was no transportation for a week. I slept in a ruined barge whose red mud walls threatened to cave in on me. The goats of the wild, wandering people came and glared at me with evil yellow eyes from the outer dark, beyond the patch of light thrown by my little gasoline primus. Hobbled camels stumbled in on me and fell over like mud walls. At dawn, I was awakened by a pack of wild asses that scampered away like schoolboys when I clapped my hands. Before the salt caravan was due to leave, I was brusquely summoned to the fort and told that Agadez had been informed by Gao that I must wait. From the 16th to the 24th, I was left in complete darkness. The salt caravan was ordered to leave without me, and the master of the caravan warned that if he took me to Agadez, he would have to bring me back. I was advised to leave the ruined adobe barge and move into the hotel, likewise made of mud, where they were all insane. The French manager of this asylum drank 3 to 4 bottles of poisonous anisette and threw knives at the sullen native boys who skulked around stuffing food off the guest plates into their own mouths. Flies supped on the juices of their eyes, great, sad, empty eyes rimmed with clusters of flies. Flies drank at the corners of their loose lips. Flies swarmed, thick as fur tablecloths, on the dining room table. Flies rode around, marshaled into squadrons on everyone's back, noses into the wind, forming and leaping to reform at every move. Sticky fly hands in my nostrils. My ears. My eyes. My mouth. The hotel was at war with the fort. The fort had forced me to move from the ruined boards. I was, therefore, well received at the hotel, until I had to admit that I did not drink. While my fellow pale faces gathered about the bar, I slipped away. Dusk fell. Quick as ink dropping into water, it fell into night. And I was gone. I had a connection made on the transport. A greaser from Insala, who played a flute made from an old bicycle pump. He sang all day and all night as we churned across the sandy wastes. I got a girl, got so much to she can't get around.
Listening to The Night Shift. That was Citrus, the track Eternal Draw from the album In the Belly of the Eternal Draw, released this past November. These great Italian prog rockers are doing their thing in the classic Italian prog rock style. So love me some Citrus. Before that, music from No Age, Bridge of Sand, Brian Geisen, and Juventud. We're coming to the end of the program. That is correct. Stay warm out there. Stay hydrated. It's going to get really, really cold. So I hope you're drinking something nice and spicy, keeping your blood flowing and just keeping your body moving. We're going to wrap this program up with a bit of a self-indulgent track from Toronto mysterious psychedelic hip-hop sound collage group, The Ear, The Eye, and The Arm. This is from their 2020 album, 7 Days a Week, the tracks California Roti and Monterey Dark. For more information on this program, hit me up at The Night Shift, TO on Twitter, and Mixcloud, Capolica on Instagram. This is The Ear, The Eye, and The Arm on The Night Shift. Good night and good luck.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Wayne. How are you today? Walking in the room right now is Dave Fridman. Dave, what do you have to say?
And you gotta go 4 times through the loop, explode it, get the hell out of there, okay?
Okay, well, that sounds good. There you go, you heard it. 4 times through the loop, explode it, get the hell out. That's what we're getting ready to do. There you go.
Steven, come back. Steven, please come back. You've got to come back if you do. face.
Independent television, serving the Nagoya and Central Biscuit. This is KBVO-TV, Channel 42, it's on.
Starfleet general, trying to read the legend of letters, they weren't legible. Allegedly my pedigree, put up on a pedestal, green like an emerald, smoking a fundamental, flowing round, woke up with my breath stinking, been shrinking on the fringe thinking, me and my whole team, nah, we ain't no amateurs, interstellar vernacular, flip the work like a spatula, all around the world, they saying it's so spectacular, North America, Australia, China, and Africa, smash up the world like Godzilla and Gamera, step into the ring, I'm the champion, you the challenger. Mysteries is dropping, go mark it down on your calendar. If you can get it popping, go ahead and go pick a package up. You know you gotta stay humble in the urban jungle, cause the whole street moves when the earth rumbles. Yeah, cause it's just another mystery. It's just another mystery. Yeah, it's just another mystery. It's just another mystery.
Now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by Ethan Churchill called Big Bad Rose, a departure from the more intimate coffee house vibes of Ethan's 2022 Coffee Dates and Superstores. This single brings a raw, tongue-in-cheek rock and roll energy that just compels you to strut your stuff. And stay tuned, Ethan's new album, The Bloody Monster Club, drops January 30th. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Big Bad Rose by Ethan Churchill now on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
That's